So I'm Michael Lemaire.
I'm Kim Wong.
And we are the team who are preaching on the final Sunday of stewardship. And so we'll be sharing our reflections on the theme of blessed to be a blessing. So what is it to be blessed? I think if I asked people here, are you blessed? People would say, yeah, I'm blessed. And I think you would mean that you feel a sense of gratitude, a sense of contentment, a sense that things are pretty good. And certainly in uncertain times, that things could be a lot worse. I'm blessed. I say I'm blessed, but when I think about what I mean by that, I often end up thinking about the fact that I am healthy or well-fed. I have a place to live. I have a job. I mean, I'm a gay man. I'm legally married. That seems like a great privilege. And as I continue to list my privileges, I sort of realize I've gone from blessing into some sense of feeling lucky. And being privileged is not the same thing as being blessed. But it's a mistake that's very easy to kind of blend into, because we often think of our blessings as the good things that we have been given. In this morning's gospel, I think Jesus is talking to the Pharisees and to his followers about this very difference. The blessed of his time, the Pharisees and the scribes, the ones who sit in Moses' seat, they have the right clothes on. They get greeted in the marketplace. They have a lot of respect. Clearly, they are the blessed. Yet he says they don't seem to bring blessing to their community. Don't become like the Pharisees. His chief complaint seems to be that they don't do what they say. They say one thing and they do another. He complains that they tie up heavy burdens, lay them on others, and do nothing to help them. And when they do finally act, they do it for all the wrong reasons. They do it so that it may be seen. This kind of sense of blessing really accentuates the fact that some are blessed and some are not. And how does this reflect the inclusive blessing of God? God creates in Genesis, and he looks out and he says, all creation is good. It's very good. And when Jesus speaks about those who are blessed, he speaks about blessed are the poor, blessed are the meek, blessed are those who thirst after righteousness and justice. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the peacemakers. What Jesus finds blessed is considerably different than privilege. God blesses our longing, our desire. Our blessedness is not limited to the good things. It's also the blessing of that very thing that rises up in us that wants to be seen, wants to be approved of, wants to have that gift received. There are many ways to be blessed, to receive a blessing. And so one of the things I want you to think about is, how have you been blessed? And who has blessed you?
Since Father Phil asked me to speak on this topic before he left, I've had a lot of time to count my blessings, and I've realized that chief among them, perhaps, is my chance to work with young children. Some of you may know that I'm a preschool director, but you might not know that this wasn't always the case. When I was 14 months old, I was blessed with the first of five younger siblings, and this gave me a chance to practice my leadership skills. They might call it bossiness, but I see this as leading directly to what I think of as my calling in life, which is to work with young children. This has been a blessing to me. maybe more spiritually than financially, unfortunately. But it's the great love of my life in some ways. At one point, when I wasn't making the millions that I assumed that preschool teachers would make, I went to the dark side. I went to law school, got a job, passed the bar exam, and then I went straight into elementary school administration. The blessings I had experienced when I was with the children didn't come to me in law, and I didn't feel like I could pursue that. One of the blessings I receive on an almost daily basis is the abundance of love and joy that I get at work. When I'm feeling down or I'm simply understaffed, which happens quite a bit, I go see my best 5-year-old buddy, Jarvis. Jarvis is small for his age. He still sucks his thumb and he has a slight lisp, but he's a blessing to me, and I believe that I'm a blessing to him, judging from the way that he looks at me when I come in the room. And every time I see Jarvis, we have to play the elevator game, which goes something like this for the uninitiated. We go into a corner of the room where there's windows. They're about that high over there. And we climb into the windowsill, and we press an imaginary button, and we hum Muzak. And when we get to the point where Jarvis thinks we should get off, we exit the window, and we go into maybe a bookstore or a shoe shop, somewhere fabulous, and we play that. Jarvis is only 5 years old. He lives in Hunters Point, and so his breadth of experience isn't wide, but his imagination is boundless. I realized during those times, so when I slow down and pay attention to the youngest among us, that I both give and receive my greatest blessings. I'm also blessed to be a blessing in times of trouble. The children in my centers live difficult lives, even at their very young ages. One in particular comes to mind, a 4-year-old boy that I would call Daryl. One morning he came into the center with his mommy and he left with social services. We found out in the middle of the afternoon that he wouldn't be going home, not then, maybe not ever. I don't know, because we never saw him again. But I felt that we needed to give him something to help smooth his journey. Luckily, the children that year had planted vegetables in the garden, so Daryl and I got a Dixie cup and a piece of saran wrap, and we went out to the garden and we collected some pets for him, 2 ladybugs that he could bring with him to his next home. It's humbling in these moments to realize how little you can do, but it's a great blessing to be able to do something, anything. In my church life, I've been very blessed to have the ministry of Sunday school, and also for my daughter to be able to start in a fantastic youth group. During pledging season, we count our blessings, and we figure out how to give these blessings back. In these difficult times, my hours at work have been cut, which in itself is a blessing in disguise. The state is going to make, anticipating that unprecedented, as far as I know, second cuts in a year. They've cut our program in July. They're almost certainly going to cut it in December again. But I have faith and hope that things will be okay. I'll be increasing my pledge in celebration of all my blessings here at All Souls and in my life, and in order to help do a little bit to keep our youth ministry vibrant and going. I know these are difficult times, but I hope that other people will consider doing the same.
I've also been blessed by the All Souls community in so many different ways. Some of the ways in which I have been blessed that don't necessarily seem like blessings were the times when things were not going so good. There was a time in my discernment process when I was deciding that I didn't have the call, that this was not going to be for me. And I remember sitting with Alan Shutt downstairs on the bench and telling him and my discernment committee that I was going to stop. And what a blessing to have that accepted and blessed, that that was not going to be for me. But that's okay. You still have a lot to do here. Likewise, when Joseph's sister passed away, we were sitting in the back, and Marty Becker just came across and sat down next to us and says, "I'm just going to sit with you guys today." And that's just the kind of blessing of our mourning. So no matter how you feel blessed, you know, there are many ways to be blessed, and it's not always about abundance. And so it's from that place that I ask you to give this year. Not because you have enough, not because you have plenty and ought to share, but give because you know that life owes you nothing. None of this has to be here. All Souls is here because somebody else made it happen. I came through that door in 2003. There were many other people who made this community happen before that. Do it for those people who are going to come through the doors in this year burdened, looking for encouragement, looking for approval. Give because you want them to have the same blessing that you have received. And for that, we are all responsible. So we're going to offer a prayer and blessing to close. O Holy God, show us how to pass on the blessing we have received. Help us to reflect upon and live according to your covenant of love. May all who long to find you be found themselves by you. This we ask in union with all who have gone before us, blessing and proclaiming you by the fidelity of their lives. Amen.